as president of ABC Incorporated, which inserted him into the management hierarchy under Eisner and Iger, but over Alex Wallau, president of the ABC network, as well as Stu Bloomberg and Lloyd Braun. Bornstein was dubious that what ABC needed was yet another executive in the management hierarchy, which was already plagued by confused lines of authority and turf battles. It was hard to differentiate his duties from Wallau's. He was especially concerned that he wasn't given authority over the cable operations, including ESPN, which he'd supervised before going to the internet operation. Iger retained responsibility for those operations, which were the biggest profit centers. But Eisner insisted that Bornstein would actually run the networks, so he accepted. Iger was obviously unhappy with the choice, which put Bornstein into the ABC hierarchy between him and Iger's close allies Wallau and Bloomberg. It was clear that Eisner had pitted Bornstein and Iger against each other, and there was immediate speculation within the company about who would emerge as the survivor. Already wounded by the internet experience, Bornstein had his work cut out for him. By the end of the 2000-2001 season in May, ABC had fallen to third place in the key 18-49-year-old demographic behind NBC and CBS. CBS, on the strength of Survivor, the Australian Outback, and its breakout weekly hit CSI, won the competition for total viewers. A barrage of press faulted ABC for ruining Millionaire by overprogramming it. Braun bore the brunt of the criticism and was widely quoted defending the decision. Iger generally escaped criticism, leading Braun and Bloomberg to wonder what had happened to his assurance that he would take full responsibility for the decision to program Millionaire on multiple nights of the week. Braun and Bloomberg made a joke of it, with one another saying, "I will take full responsibility," as they passed each other in the halls. Iger confirmed that he and Eisner made the decision and said he has never shunned responsibility for it. He noted that Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune ran successfully day in and day out, and so there was no reason not to do the same with Millionaire. ABC rushed to order more pilots, 34 as opposed to 11 the previous year, and slashed the rapidly fading Millionaire to 2 episodes a week for the 2001-2002 season. In a move that brought ABC News celebrity interviewer Barbara Walters to tears, the network bumped Walters' long-running 2020 news magazine from its traditional Friday evening slot. At this juncture, Eisner was plainly worried about ABC, and at board meetings distanced himself, stressing that the network was Iger's primary responsibility. Indeed, he annoyed nearly all the ABC executives by proclaiming, as he did repeatedly, that "I could solve ABC's problems if I devoted one day a week to the network." Despite the success of the low-budget Titans and the praise lavished on it by Eisner, Peter Schneider's tenure as chairman of the studios had been personally and creatively unfulfilling, and he talked increasingly to Thomas Schumacher about leaving. His premonition that it would be hard to duplicate the excitement and success of The Lion King on Broadway had been borne out. It seemed like all he did was fight with producers like Bruckheimer and other Disney executives trying to carry out Eisner's cost-cutting mandate. He didn't want to end up like Katzenberg and Roth, bitter toward Eisner.